Hey, yo, average nerds.
Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, baby.
What's up, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a bunch of average guys talking about nerdy things. I'll be your host for the day, Juan, and joining us, as always, hi, Barbie. It's Barbie Land's finest, Jay.
That's right.
The resident devil fruit eating master, Dave.
The One Piece is real.
And he was there when Oppenheimer dropped that atomic bomb. It's Av.
Ouch.
Awesome. I wonder if you guys can guess what today's episode will be. We actually do this every year. We do a recap of our 2023, our faves and our shades of all of our favorite and
shaderet
things in 2023, now that we are in the new year of 2024. But before we do that, as we like to start off everything, we start off with our GTK of the day, our getting to know you question.
Getting to know you.
He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTK.
And today is GTK of the day. We're going to keep it simple. What's your New Year's resolution for 2024? Av, you're on a roll. You came up with this question.
Mm-hmm. Man.
What's your answer?
I don't know. I usually don't have a resolution.
I'm the same way, Av, usually, yeah.
I'm like, whatever, man. It's a new year. Let's do the same thing. No, I don't know. After coming up with a question, and I guess if I were to have a resolution, It would be, I guess, two things. I need to be better with my finances.
Story of my life.
Monies. Things might change this year. Working on a lot of stuff. I mean, hopefully it works out. So, yeah. So, finances is a big thing for me. And then just... Overall, gosh, I don't know. Maybe if we're talking about collecting world, I mean, 2023, I didn't buy as much as previous years. So I guess don't have to say, like, maybe limit my spending on collectibles.
2024, you buy more.
2024 might be the year of the cards.
24 and more.
So, yeah, maybe get
buy
some
more
cards
24.
Graded.
But yeah, oh, yeah, let's do that.
Let's get cards Ooh. Graded resolution.
Yes, sir.
But ooh, no. I've never done it before. Yeah. Maybe I'll try.
Yeah.
Dave, how about you?
So just like Av, like I mentioned, I usually don't do New Year's resolutions. But I guess since I had time to think about it, I want to downsize. I've been trying to do that lately with Pops, just cause I have to like narrow down my 4,000,
yeesh,
4,000 plus
okay.
to a more manageable displayable size. yeah, just to make more space here at the house, hopefully. And I think one way of doing that, but still, scratching that itch of collecting, getting into cards.
The cards,
they're
man.
Smaller in size.
The year of the cards.
The year of the cards.
Jay, how about you? What's your card resolution?
I mean, I've already collected a lot of cards from playing cards and other cards, but I'm on the card train too. Why not? But that's not my resolution. Resolution this year is I want to get back into learning Korean. I started learning it a little bit and I fell off. And this year so far, I've been on like a little daily streak of trying to learn my stuff.
Yay.
And I'm going to just try to stick to it.
Nice. I think I have the same resolution as y'all. Buy less, sell more this year.
Unless it's cards.
Unless it's cards, I guess. But I have hella Pokemon cards. I'm just going to give those away. All my doubles.
You got to save it. Those are easy to store. You don't have to like.
I guess.
Save it for the boys.
Put a little
for the boys.
Yeah.
Little sorter box on the side.
But other than that, other resolution to get physically and mentally better or healthier this year. So work out a little bit more. So go on more walks. Use the Peloton more. We spent so much on it. I might as well use it. and then for my mental, I'm trying to read more books or listen to more books.
Dang, I'm going to be the only person who doesn't read after this.
Audiobooks, though. So Audible. I got an Audible subscription. So I'm trying to at least listen or read a book once a month, one new book a month.
Nice.
So far, I've gone through like the first Percy Jackson book.
Oh, you finished it?
I did. It's really good.
Yeah, I like it too.
So I read the two sequels to Maze Runner, Maze Cutter and Godhead, Godhead Complex. And now I'm reading from our average book club, The Fourth Wing.
You started it?
I'm on chapter 7.
Dude, I'm on chapter, what chapter am I on? Like 13 or something?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Ev. Don't spoil it. I thought I was texting Anna and I was like.
Is it going to be like a team Dane, team whatever that other guy's name is?
Zayden
thing?
I don't know. We'll see.
Is that going to be like a new Jacob and Edward sort of thing? From what I'm getting from the intro?
I do plan on reading it though.
Yeah. Sometimes. But yeah, reading more for sure. But yeah, thanks for everyone for answering our GTK of the day. If you have your own answer to the GTK, what's your New Year's resolution? Feel free to send us a DM. But speaking of DMs, Mr. Metran, what we got?
It goes down in the DM.
We have a DM from our resident droid.
Hey.
Just kidding. Our only listener.
JJ. That's more like it.
From Germany. I'm just kidding.
Shout out to Germany.
Shout out to
Germany.
Guten Tag, German.
Das Average Nerd Podcast.
Our one German fan.
Yeah. Who knows? It might be four. There's four downloads.
But it's this is from JJB 11590. GTK from December 27. What movie or TV character would you bring to your Christmas party? JJ says, I'd want to invite Soma Yukihira from Food Wars, Shokugeki no Soma. He'd be able to use his genius level intelligence to create the perfect food to get everyone in the gift-giving mood.
Nice.
I feel, what is it? What's this? So Food Wars, this is the anime where they get like hella like orgasmic
they get
whenever.
Excited.
Yeah,
isn't it a spicy anime?
I thought it was like a...
It's spicy if the food's spicy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a reality show, like a Hell's Kitchen or something. Well, thanks everyone for DMing us every JJB11. Yes. But yeah, definitely send us your DMs either on Instagram or Twitter or X or Threads.
Nah, just Instagram, please.
Well, let's go ahead and move on to the next segment. Since you've been gone. Just last weekend, all four of us were at SAC Anime. It was a rare average nerd entire podcast sighting. We helped Av with Beehive Collectibles. We did a tournament for Lorcana. I got beat by a little girl in like 10 minutes in the first round.
We all had a first round exit, unfortunately.
Yeah. So I've been, me and Lisa have been playing every night and I've been practicing because I want to go back and kick that little girl's ass.
Could make like a whole like series about like Juan training against
like a montage,
like a Rocky. I am the tiger. Little girl.
A little girl's just doing her normal life. Her montage is just she's going to school.
Elementary school.
She beats me even faster the second time. Av, how was the rest of the SAC anime convention for you?
It was good. It was it felt like a busier show compared to other winter shows, because obviously you
definitely were like
very crowded.
It was hard to like walk around for sure.
Yeah, summer for sure is has always been busier.
Always,
yeah, it's they had a whole new setup there. I talked to a lot of other vendors and even congoers, and they weren't happy with how things were set up. So we'll see if that changes. I don't think they will, because they took applications for the summer show, and I still have the same booth, and I don't think they're going to change
Boo.
It. I mean, our spot was good. I liked our
spot. We got right by the door.
Yeah. Right by their little entrance.
The little baby door.
Yeah. But overall, it was a good show. It was just lots of fun, and you know, seeing other customers come through and talk to about, you know, of course, collecting. And it was fun to see the three of you play, because I don't, you know, I'm not really into...
We're
getting you in. If anyone has any spare Lorcana cards, send them to Beehive Midtown.
I do. I'll send them.
I
actually have some also.
But it was good. It was good. Yeah.
Also, PSA for anyone else going to SAC Anime or any convention in general, please take a shower beforehand.
Yeah.
Bring some deodorant. Like, it was Baho in there.
Didn't help that it was raining too.
Yeah.
Ew.
Especially if it's raining. Don't use the rain as your shower.
No.
Take a shower beforehand. Please, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
y'all do anything else other than SAC Anime? I know Dave went like all over the place.
He does everything.
Oh yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't. I went to Tennessee for Christmas.
But you're the only 10 I see.
I spent time with, I have a cousin that lives out there, and we all stayed at her house, which is pretty fun. It was nice, you know, just being in close quarters and being able to stay in like one house with like a bunch of your cousins and family and all the kids is pretty, it's pretty fun. Like, and then also kind of like, man, I don't know if you guys get those on your IG feeds, the that one dude that does a lot of those like auntie impressions of like, "Hoy, don't run. Don't
Kyle, Kyle, you're going to get hurt. Kyle, come here, Kyle."
Man, like with being with the kids that whole week, I'm like, man, this is just how it is. Like being like, you know, like when we're roaming touring Nashville or Memphis and stuff, we're like, hey, don't wander too far. Come back here.
Stop running
That's how I am to Ben all the time.
Ben, get over here.
But yeah, it was fun. A lot of live music everywhere, which is super cool.
Was it warmer out there?
No, it was a little colder than out here.
Because the desert.
But it's kind of similar weather. But then I know it snows out there. It was because like, what's this called? I got the rental car, and then there's this like contraption that I was like, oh, I think the last person left this in here. And then they're like, no, man, that's for when snow gets on your car.
Oh.
It's like, we but, all yeah. have one of those.
But yeah, no, it was cool. Like live music everywhere in every bar, restaurant you go to. Nashville's more country rock. Memphis was more like blues and R&B soul. Went to Graceland, all the Elvis stuff. And then went to the Civil Rights Museum, which is built around the hotel where Martin Luther King stayed when he got assassinated. So that was like, it was pretty heavy going to that museum. Yeah. But then you kind of just like have that, you have that sense of like gratefulness that these people went through all of this and had that sacrifice so that we could all kind of like try to live like our normal lives nowadays and stuff. And that, like, come to think of it, it's like, that wasn't too long ago. It was like only, what, 60 years ago or something?
Yeah. Hopefully this episode comes out before MLK Day, which will be,
oh yeah,
in, I think in a week.
It's like next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I
don't Monday.
Think so. Yeah, I don't think so. Happy MLK Day, guys.
Happy MLK, guys.
Awesome. How about you, Jay? Did you do anything?
No, just the usual Christmas thing. It was pretty quiet Christmas, and me and Dave almost died at Sac Anime.
What?
Yeah,
doing
man.
What?
Crossing the street. Crossing the man. Street. There was a car I'm guessing he was probably trying to run a yellow or it turned yellow, and he was making a left, and homie was not trying to hit the brakes.
Oh. Yeah.
And me and Dave were crossing, and we were like, do we speed up? I think we speed up.
I was just like, we're going to die. Yeah. Like, literally said that.
Yeah. We're going to die. But other than that, that's about it. I haven't really done too much. Nice slow start to the new year.
Nice. Well, let's go ahead and get to the meat and potatoes of the podcast.
And here we go.
Meat and potatoes. So we're gonna do this very similar to last year, exactly like last year, because we just used the same outline. So we're gonna go through some categories, and we're gonna say what our favorite things are in that category from 2023. And our favorite, or our shade that we're throwing for 2023.
Shader it.
So let's start off with movies. 2023 movies. What were some of your favorite movies? I'll start it off. I definitely liked The Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah.
That had to be up there. As well as Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, I think was my favorite movie of 2023.
That's my pick too.
That's mine too.
I said it earlier. Hi, Barbie. I actually liked the Barbie movie. It was actually pretty good.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
Nice. Me neither.
Blue Beetle was actually my favorite DC movie this year.
To watch that too.
I think I saw this last time too. Super Mario Bros. That's more for sentimental reasons, just because that was the first movie that Ben was able to sit through the entire thing.
Nice.
And I think one movie that is kind of a sleeper that no one's talking about is Elemental. That was the Disney Pixar movie this year. That was really good.
I had that on my list too.
Monica keeps telling me to watch it.
It's really good. Really, really good. Ninja Turtles, I really liked. That was like the only like highlight of Comic-Con. Well, I'll get to that later. The Ninja Turtles movie. And The Menu. I know Dave watched it. I saw it the other day. It's creepy as shit. But a good movie.
Right?
Oh, no.
I want to watch that still.
Wait, was that this year?
That was 2023.
Holy crap. Okay.
Anyone else before we get to the shade? Your favorite movies?
No, you listed pretty much every movie I've seen. And, and they're all mixed in there somewhere. But yeah, my favorite is Spider-Man. I'm going with that too.
Spider-Man, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Going off what you said too, like Elemental, like I wasn't expecting to like that movie, but my mom and I put it on because we usually have like a movie night Friday or Saturday night and stuff. And it was like one of the movies that were up there. I was like, oh, we haven't watched this, so let's watch this. And yeah, I unexpectedly really liked that one.
If you if you're a product of like immigrant parents or like an immigrant family, I think you'd really appreciate Elemental for sure.
Yeah, and actually I was like I should watch this because the Average Magic podcast did an episode on it too. So I was like, I should watch it before listening to that one.
Yeah. I liked it a lot, for sure.
Yeah. Guardians, like you mentioned, Ninja Turtles, is a nice one. And then Spidey, I'd say, is probably like my favorite one for the year. Another one that I didn't expect to like as much as Little Mermaid.
It was
the live action. Yeah.
So I saw it at Comic-Con, but it was cute because they did a sing-along. So like every time a song came on, they had the little kids come to the microphone and they sang along with the songs. They would take turns singing.
Cute.
That was, like, super cute. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that extra song that they added for Ariel. Like the first, was it the first time?
Oh, yeah.
For the first time, like, she experienced certain things and everything.
Yeah.
And then fear and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's like the song that's in her head, right? Because she couldn't talk. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not getting the shades yet. So, yeah. I'll pass my... Pass it
along. Turn.
Pass turn.
Do you have any other ones you want to add?
No, not really. I can't remember. I know, like, theater movies, I mean, it's just those superhero movies that I think we went to.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, of course, is probably top. Guardians, even Blue Beetle was good. One movie that came out last year, I think late last year, that I really want to watch. We were supposed to watch it yesterday. Noah watched it already, but The Iron Claw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet either.
He's meaning to watch that
movie. So I was like, it's about a wrestling family.
The Von Erichs. Yeah.
Von Erichs. Mm-hmm. And it's, I know the story from being a wrestling fan back in the 80s. And he just said, like, man, that's such a good, it's so sad. And mm-hmm. I know it's going to happen, but, you know, watching the movie, I really want to watch it. So
that's definitely on my list of wanting to watch. Yeah. Another honorable mention that I haven't seen, but I heard is really good, is a Joyride. It's basically like The Hangover, but with Asian the four Asian girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one looks good. But yeah, Iron Claw. If you haven't watched Dark Side of the Ring on the Von Erich family, that tells you like the entire story of them. And it's just so freaking sad.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of Jeremy Allen White. He's on The Bear, which we'll talk about hopefully later.
Oh.
But he's in that movie and then it just looks really good. Yep. All right. Let's get to the shade.
I got it. Mine's easy. I haven't watched a lot of movies, and technically, I didn't even watch this movie in its entirety. But have you guys heard of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey?
I've seen the previews. I haven't seen it yet. So for those who don't know, Winnie the Pooh is now part of like the what do you call it?
It's like open license or
public domain?
So anyone can make anything out of it.
True. Steamboat Willie this year. Now.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard there's a movie.
Steamboat Willie?
Horror one. Starting January, I believe January 1st, he is now.
I'm just scared that if someone does like a porno parody of it something.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably out there already. We just don't know.
Yeah.
But you said Honey, Blood and Honey?
Yep. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. I didn't watch it all. My brother mentioned it. I'd heard about it before he mentioned it, but then he was like, man, I tried to watch it and I was like, oh, God. So I put it on and I just kind of skimmed through it because he was like, just skim through it and you'll regret it. And I was like, okay, I will.
Is it because it's gruesome or because it's like a bad movie?
Stupid as fuck. Oh. It's so stupid. If you want a premise, basically, from what I gathered from skimming through it, it's a slasher horror movie. Winnie the Pooh, I think, is like real. I don't think it's a person wearing a Winnie the Pooh mask. I think it's supposed to be actually Winnie the Pooh. And it's him and Piglet and like Christopher Robin like ditched them and now they're pissed. So they're killing people.
What about Tigger and Eeyore? Are
they're not part of the public domain still. Oh. So they can't use them.
So just Piglet and just Piglet Winnie the Pooh.
Yep.
Oh.
It's, it's stupid. But, So that's an easy shade for me. And speaking of public domains, things that are the copyright protections are expiring, notables besides Steamboat Willie, Bugs Bunny and Superman also to expire this year. So get ready for some fun there.
Oh, Superman.
Yeah.
DC, y'all fucked up. Speaking of DC, one of my shades is Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
I haven't watched it.
It was bad. And I think because I liked the first one so much, I was so disappointed in the second one. Like,
glad I didn't watch it. That's like one of the few DC movies I liked.
All the DC movies this year were like, maybe it's because I knew that none of them were going to matter. I was just like, I haven't seen Aquaman yet, but that's on my honorable mention because I know it's going to suck.
preemptive shade.
The Flash, I mean, I had high hopes for The Flash, but I didn't like that either. It's just like, they should have just canceled all those movies. Like, you knew they weren't going to matter. Other than Blue Beetle, I think they should have, if they're going to cancel Batgirl, you might as well cancel freaking Flash, Shazam, and Aquaman if they weren't going to matter anyway. Another superhero movie I was disappointed with, I know Av's on board with this with me, was Wakanda Forever.
Was that
2023?
I think so.
Wow.
It was?
Early
2023? I thought it was 2022.
It
was 2022?
November 22.
Oh, never mind then. I take that back.
It was so bad it overlapped for bad 2023.
It kept it going.
Quantumania was 2023.
Yeah, Quantumania is the one that came out this year.
So Quantumania was also pretty bad. At first I was like, yeah, it's not that bad. And then I rewatched, I was like, oh, it's pretty bad. It was the same writers as Rick and Morty, and they made it too Rick and Morty-like, I feel. Any other shade that y'all want to throw?
No, that was pretty much mine too. Quantumania, The Flash. So disappointing.
I have more.
There's I have one that a couple of Netflix ones. I mean, it was they were okay, but they're like they kind of try to hype it up like as like one of the funniest movies or whatever. No Hard Feelings.
Hated it.
For Lawrence.
Oh yeah, yeah. I haven't seen it yet. Is that supposed to be like what was that movie?
To be like the raunchy comedy's back, that type of thing. But it's.
Or is it supposed to be like The Girl Next Door, the one with Alicia Cuthbert?
No, not really. No, it's just, I mean, it had its moments. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence is nude in it, so that's, there's a moment for you.
Ooh.
But other than that, it was okay. It was just, I think, trying a little too hard to be raunchy and funny when, I don't know, it's a decent story and premise, but. Execution, I guess, was not there. Another one that, I mean, it's more of a serious, I think it's was like in the comedy category too or something, but it's May December.
It's
pretty new. It's with Natalie Portman and Julianne Moore. It's loosely based on the story of I can't remember their names, but back in the 90s, I think it was a teacher.
Oh, it's the one where she's a cougar,
a 14-year-old.
Yeah,
it's at 14. So it
has the dude from Riverdale in it, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's all right, but it's another one that was, I don't know if they had to make this movie.
Okay, I have a lot more shade to throw. Sorry to all these movie makers. Transformers: Rise of the Beast.
Hated it.
Oh, I didn't watch that one.
Good. It was trash. Trash. If you're a Beast Wars fan, this movie will piss you off.
Beast Wars fan.
Piss that's why I don't you that's... off. If you're a that's Beast Wars fan, if you're a Transformers fan, if you're a movie fan, period, this movie will piss you off.
That escalated.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm putting shade on Wish.
Hated
it. It wasn't that bad of a movie. It was an okay movie. But I think the reason I'm throwing shade on it is because it was so overhyped. Like, 100 years in the making for this movie. And then you watch it, it's like, it's basically like just a big Disney Easter egg movie. Dump. Yeah, it's just a big Easter egg dump. And I'm just like, all right. And the last one I'm throwing shade at, it was Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Hated it.
That was a movie?
It was. I read the book. I actually liked the book. The movie was, it was pretty good adaptation. They stayed pretty close to it. There wasn't too many changes. I just think this book probably just wasn't made to be a movie. So it was just kind of, cool. Let's move on to TV shows. Who wants to go first? Favorite TV shows. I have a whole list, but I feel like every time I do this, I'm taking away your... what you guys are saying.
I like
Bears, Beef, Battlestar Galactica. I'm just kidding. Go, Jay.
No. I was going to say, I like it when you guys do it because I get to just do the Leonardo DiCaprio meme and just wait for mine to show up. And I get to just point and be like, oh, he said it.
He said the thing.
Yeah. So, no, guys, take it away.
So everyone on three. The Bear.
The Bear, season 2.
They just won a Golden Globe.
One of the best. Yeah, they all won. Jeremy Allen White won for best actor. And then what's her name?
Sydney?
Sydney?
She's also voices April O'Neil in Ninja Turtles.
Okay. She does.
Yeah, that's her.
She won the Golden Globe for best actress.
Nice.
But the Bear season two, really good. Like, I thought after season one it couldn't get better, but season two I think is better than season one.
Yeah, I really enjoy like the character arcs where they've taken some of the characters like in that second season.
Yeah. Thanksgiving episode. Oh my gosh.
They each had their own episode, which was
The Thanksgiving episode.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I'm like, that's kind of because that's kind of how it could get in our house, like when we're getting ready for a party and my mom hella stresses out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why it stressed me out so much, because it was like, wait, I could kind of relate to this.
Yeah. Right.
Watch The Bear. If you haven't watched it, watch The Bear.
I have to say, like, I know you talked about the first season last year, Ev, but I was visiting John John for New York City Comic Con, and then we're just looking for a TV show to put in the background while we have dinner. And then, like, because we both have like a restaurant background, like it immediately like captured us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there are things in there that are very triggering too.
Another good show, Ted Lasso, the finale. The final season. Apparently they might bring it back.
They might bring it back.
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
but I don't think I don't know if it's going to be Ted Lasso or if it's going to be a spinoff or something.
But Sudeikis is going to be in it, he said.
Oh, did he say he was? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I don't know if they even said it was an official series finale.
That's true. They didn't.
I think they just said it was a season. I don't think they said a series, but I mean, I hope it does. I'll subscribe to Apple TV again when it comes back.
Another good show on Apple TV, though, if you haven't seen it yet, that was in 2023, Shrinking.
I tried watching it. I didn't get past the first.
It's really good. It's with
Jason Segel.
And the same writers from Ted Lasso. What's his name? The guy who plays Roy Kent?
Lawrence.
Is one of the main writers on Shrinking. Yeah. It's about a guy who is a therapist, and that's why it's shrinking. Get it? Shrink. And then his wife dies, and kind of how he gets through that. But yeah, I liked it a lot.
I know I mentioned it earlier because NJ said I said it, but Beef.
He said it. He said the thing.
I haven't seen it yet, but I really want to. It also got nominated for Golden Globes, right?
They both won
Golden Globes, yeah.
Ali Wong and
Steven Yeun. Yeah. It's like another one of those shows, because I usually don't watch a lot of like drama shows. But then like this one, I was like, oh, let me give it a chance. And then, but yeah. No, it was a good show. I like the writing, the cinematography, the music, the acting. Everything
was
yeah.
good.
Speaking of Steven Yeun, Invincible, or at least the first half of Invincible season two, I really liked. Also on, was it Amazon TV? Gen V.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you didn't talk about that one, Av. Gen V.
Jeez, that was so crazy.
Yeah. Dang.
Gen V.
For anyone who's a fan of The Boys, watch Gen V. I think, honestly, Gen V was better than last season of The Boys.
Oh, The Boys. I would say that too. Yeah. I guess what else is there? Yellow Jackets is one of a personal favorite on Max, I think. No, Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus.
One of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, Showtime. Yeah, Showtime.
Paramount Plus. The only reason I know is because they were in that Paramount Plus lounge.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Whatever.
Or SDCC.
Yeah.
But yeah, which I really enjoyed because they had a lot of little Easter eggs from the TV show at that installation at SDCC. Just gonna give a shout out to Loki and then Ahsoka. Nice seeing the Rebels characters in live action finally, and Thrawn prawns. and then another personal favorite, One Piece. Live action. Definitely like surprised me because I'm not used to live action anime being good.
I really like the people they got to play Nami and Zoro, and even Luffy is like really good.
Yeah.
How do you make Luffy, like, I thought Luffy was going to be an annoying ass person, but like the actor pulls it off.
He does, right? There's like a certain charisma to him.
Yeah.
And I think Ichiro Oda, the creator of One Piece, even said when he met Iñaki Godoy, like, he's like, you're really Luffy in real life. So that was like a really good compliment to get as an actor portraying Luffy.
Yeah.
But yeah. I really like how they trimmed down. I think it's supposed to be like almost 30 to 50 something episodes worth.
Well, they're going to have to for how many freaking episodes there are.
Right?
Over one.
And it's still ongoing.
Dude, that guy's going to be like 90 years old, the actor, by the time they're done with the show. Other good ones. You talked about Loki, about What If season 2 just came out. I liked it. Not as good as season 1, but still enjoyable. Mm-hmm. I thought.
Yeah.
Demon Slayer, I caught up with finally.
Oh, yeah. That was this year.
The Last of Us was this year.
Oh, gosh. Dang. The Last of Us.
That's on my list.
Yeah, wow.
Did
I play that this year, too?
Yeah, that was last year.
I feel like you had to have.
Okay. Yeah.
The first game or the second game?
Both.
I think it was last year. Yeah. I remember you were playing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think The Last of Us is like, because I don't really like zombie shows or zombie movies. It's the first zombie show that I was like actually really into. But I guess, would you call it a zombie show?
It was very lacking of the infected.
Right?
In this one, yeah.
Maybe that's why I liked it so much.
Yeah. I mean, they're there in the background.
Yeah, so that's what they call it, a zombie show.
It's more about the people. Yeah, more about the people.
Yeah, which is kind of like what the video game is also about, but... The threat of the infection is what causes or pushes people to act the way they are too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah. Very good.
Me and
Very
Dave talking about this book a little earlier, but it started in 2023 in December, so I'm counting it. Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Ooh,
have you watched the show yet?
I haven't watched the show yet, but
As I was watching the book, I would watch an episode and kind of compare it to that chapter. And I was like, dang, this is actually really good. It's really like close to what is in the book. And then I tried rewatching. Once I finished the book, I tried watching the movie that came out. Mm. That movie is trash. Is
so different.
Trash. Right? Horrible. It'd be on my shade list if it came out in 2023, but it's trash.
Yeah, I remember watching the movie and then I read the book after and I was like, dude, the book is like way better than what the movie was.
That movie was trash. But the show is pretty good. It stays pretty true to the book. Another TV show I like, this is kind of like my guilty pleasure. I like iCarly, the reboot.
Oh. I don't know if they rebooted it.
It's like super cheesy and super corny. But, like, I don't know. It's the nostalgia thing. And they're adults now, so they're dealing with adult situations. Mm. And Carly and Freddie are finally together, which I'm like, damn right, finally.
I never watched a single episode of iCarly.
I'm not sure which one iCarly is.
I don't know.
Miranda Cosgrove.
Miranda Cosgrove.
You know the girl who's like, what's your favorite cuss word? Probably fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
have you any others?
I have a couple others. I have. I've talked about this before, but Jury Duty. Just a funny show, funny ass show. If you haven't watched it, watch it. Another one that ended this past year, Succession. This is a drama, a family drama, and it's another one that. I mean, it's critically acclaimed, and it's all this when you have like media and writers that love shows, sometimes you think like it's not good, right? It's not good for regular people, right? I wasn't happy with the ending. It was cool to see because it's something I didn't expect. But yeah, it's finally done, four seasons, but it was good. And last one that we watched, I think it was 2023 on Netflix. It's called The Night Agent.
I remember you talking about
it's a it's in my wheelhouse, my age demographic. If it was on network TV, it'd be on CBS because it's for old people.
What's the night agent about?
It's a secret agent, night agent, that they pretty much protect. The night agent, he works for an organization that like protects secret agents. And it's I don't know, it's one of those, you know, government, you know, thrillers. And
is it like MacGyver?
No, not MacGyver. He doesn't make shit.
No, but like that like
I honestly have never watched MacGyver, so I don't know.
What?
You haven't watched what?
Or Walker, Texas Ranger?
MacGyver back in the 80s was on ABC. That was for old people. I'm not Walker, Texas Ranger? CBS? That's for old people back in the day.
Maybe I watched it because my grandpa was watching.
See, there you go. No, you don't watch it when you're a kid. You watch it when you're a grown adult.
Did you watch Knight Rider?
Knight Rider a little bit, but that's because of the talking car.
The talking car is undeniably cool.
That's George Feeney. That's Mr. Feeney. Is the talking car.
Oh. And we come back around to Boy Meets World. Which is a shade. No, I'm just kidding. Oh. I've been watching season one of Boy Meets World, though, still.
It's a good show.
It's good for what it is.
Some other just reality shows I liked this year. Hell's Kitchen, always. Lego Masters and The Great British Bake Off. It's just so relaxing to watch them bake cakes. So let's throw some shade. Jay, who are you throwing shade at? Yeah.
Speaking of reality and competition shows, Squid Game The Game.
Hey. Oh, you don't like it? I hear a lot of people like it. I haven't seen it.
It's so cringe, bro.
Is it?
Officially started.
If you don't mind a spoiler, I'll do a real light spoiler. The ending is so trash.
Really?
Do
people die?
Not even. They pretend to.
They do. Yeah.
Even
though
everyone knows it's just a game, they still pretend to. But
going back to faves, I liked Physical 100. You guys like?
Yeah, that
Physical
was a
100?
Good one. Yeah, that's a
that
good
was a
one.
Good one. I liked Physical 100.
Physical 100 was good.
I remember having Squid Game, the TV show or whatever, like in the background one time, right?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I think. Yeah. Like there was something that you brought up, Jay, where is like the first episode and like people are crying like
It's so overly dramatic.
Like, wait,
and
what?
It's like you met an hour
like
ago.
An hour ago. Yeah.
You met an hour ago and the person is eliminated and you're like, I can't believe they're gone.
And then like
get the fuck out of here.
And it's like, you know, did everybody watch Squid Game? Did we all watch Squid Game?
Yeah,
I watch pieces of it. And I know what happens.
So, like, you know, in Squid Game, in the original show, like when every game would end, they would add more money to the big piggy bank, and they're like, "Oh shit, look at all the money!" So they do that in the game show game, but they all already know what the final total is going to be.
Oh, really?
So, like, they're like, oh, "Look, they're adding more." I'm like, motherfucker, you know how much is gonna be there at the end, because they're like, I can't believe they're adding to 4 million. I'm like, I know, we've kind of already established that, right? It's just, it's so corny.
It's a little over dramatic, overacting. I mean, there, it's supposed to be a reality show, but I'm sure they tell them to, you know,
ham it up a little bit. They're hamming it up a little bit.
I mean, it's something I would do if they told me to do that. Like if I died during the green light, red light, whatever game, when they get shot, they're like,
I'm spazzing all four.
Having a seizure. There's like ink packs on the body.
Yeah, they have the explosive ink packs. But it's funny because it's like sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't. Right, some people were eliminated and they just walked off. other people had the explosion and they're like, oh no.
I didn't finish it. I didn't watch the last episode because I got spoiled. Like I saw
online,
they said who the winner was at like maybe a day after
it aired. You should watch it to see how they win.
Oh,
because okay. That'll annoy you even more.
Okay.
Another cringy Netflix show. I don't know if anyone watched it. That 90s show.
Hated it.
I saw the little
that 70s show reboot.
I thought it was okay.
It was cringe great. For me, man. Like, I mean, it was cool seeing some of the old actors come back, like Topher Grace and all of them. But like, the kid actors, I was like, dude, this is super cringe. I couldn't take it.
I don't even know if they're going to do another season.
I think
they're not going to bring, with all the controversy,
past
with Masterson and Ashton and Mila and Red and
all of them, pretty much
all of them except Topher backed them up.
Oh, really?
He's a convicted rapist and he's in jail now and they backed him up.
Well, I knew he got convicted, but I thought that happened before the show came out.
Yeah. No, they went out right after. I think Ashton and Mila put out like some kind of press release, or they had a video out saying that he's our friend or something.
And then they got pretty much canceled, and they were wondering why they got canceled.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
So I'm not sure if that's gonna continue. Continue with the kids and maybe a few.
No, just cancel. It's not that good.
Yeah.
Another show that got canceled was How I Met Your Father. I actually kind of liked the show. It wasn't as bad, but the fact that it got canceled without figuring out who the damn father was, this is going to always piss me off now.
You'll never know.
You'll never know who the father was because they canceled the damn show.
Dang.
That show was
dang. Bad. That's life sometimes, guys.
Another shade, Secret Invasion.
Hate it.
I don't know if anyone else watched Secret Invasion on
Disney. Oh gosh.
I did not watch it.
It was pointless. Yeah. It was a pointless show.
Yeah.
For how great that comic book is, like they ruined what could have been, like this should have been a movie. And it should have been actual Avenger characters.
Secret Invasion was I don't know why did I stick with it? I don't know why. But then I was just kind of like, why? Why did they kill this person? Why did they kill this person? Yeah. And then in freaking like, was it the Marvels? Like, I feel like they're not going to acknowledge like any of the stuff that happened in Secret Invasion. And Nick Fury's just like, oh, he's back to normal. Like nothing really happened in his life.
Well, Secret Invasion was technically supposed to happen after the Marvels, so I wonder if that had something to do with it. But I think if I'm not mistaken, but still, it was bad.
Yeah.
All the DC shows are bad too. CW shows. The Flash final season was horrible. There's a show called Gotham Knights.
Hate it.
Stupid. So stupid. It's like Bruce Wayne's son, but it's not Damian Wayne, and it's like Bruce Wayne's dead, and like I don't know. It's so stupid. Don't watch that crap. And I know you guys said this is one of your faves, but I'm throwing shade at it because I didn't watch Rebels. I'm throwing shade at Ahsoka.
Hate it.
Okay.
It wasn't made for anyone. It was made for like Rebels fans, but I never saw Rebels. So when I watched Ahsoka, I was like lost, and I was like, I didn't really. Like I would see people like, this is the greatest scene ever, and I was like,
I don't get it.
You had to watch Rebels.
Who's this guy?
Yeah. They're like, oh my gosh.
I didn't watch the full series. I watched maybe the last 8 episodes
of Rebels
leading up to Ahsoka. I mean, I watched a few here and there, maybe some of the key episodes, but yeah, I think you had to watch it to know where why people were in certain places and why they were doing things.
It's like super dependent. Like, I wish they didn't call it Ahsoka. I wish they called it Star Wars Rebels live action or like sequel. That way
season 5.
Exactly. Because the fact that they called it Ahsoka is like, ooh, it's a new series. I don't need to watch anything else. I'm just going to learn about this character. And then it's basically just a sequel to Rebels. And I'm just like, well, that's fair. Lost as shit.
Yeah. No, I was like the whole time I was watching it, because I know I mentioned it was one of my favorites, but then the whole time I was watching it, I was like, man, how is this like for people that aren't familiar with like all these things and stuff? And like also, because I'd also ask my cousin, because she was watching it with her family, and I mean, they still enjoyed it. But yeah, I would say like it'd be more impactful of a storyline, or like you'd be more connected to the storyline if you had those backgrounds of the characters.
All right, those are all my shades. Any other shade?
I probably have a lot of other shades. I just can't remember.
Well, then I think it's time for a tubby timeout.
Time out.
Tubby timeout.
There's a party in my tummy. So yummy, so yummy. Now there's a party in my tummy.
So yummy. We're going to switch it up and kind of basically continue what we're doing, but for food. So tubby timeout, we normally talk about something we've eaten recently that's made our tummies happy. But let's go ahead and talk about our favorite foods of 2023 and our shaderit foods of 2023.
It's getting better every time.
I think everybody's shaderits is the same, right?
Which is?
Hit us with it.
Man, those sandwiches at Fun Days.
Oh, I'm sorry, Av. I can't speak to that because I didn't grab my sandwich. I kept my token.
Also, we're going with shade first? Okay. This is.
I ate one piece of chicken. I didn't even eat the sandwich. I ate one piece of chicken just because I was starving.
I ate a corner of the bread and I was upset.
Yeah.
Dang.
It was bad.
I'm sorry, guys.
Also, on my shade, it's not shade because it was gross. I'm just mad that they discontinued the Choco Taco.
Oh, again? Yeah. R.I.P.
Oh, really? R.I.P. Choco Taco.
Officially discontinued.
Klondike is like, oh, we're good with the Klondike bar. Who the hell eats Klondike bars?
Nobody eats Klondike bars. We want Choco Tacos.
Yeah, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Nothing. I'd get a Choco Taco.
Choco Tacos.
Any other shades before we go to our faves?
So this is kind of a local thing for those that live in Vallejo.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys know, on Admiral Callahan, they have the taco setup.
Hey, oh yeah, it's like the taco trucks. Are they not good? I've been wondering, trying to see if I should go or
so,
not.
So for the amount that you pay, because they are pretty expensive, and then like having to park in the mud and then like walk in the mud, and then the wait for your food is like maybe like 20-25 minutes or so.
Wow.
I don't know. It was just a little overrated and a little disappointing. I guess it was still all right, but then like I kind of expected more because like it's causing so much traffic.
Yeah.
On Admiral Callahan. That's my shade. I'm like, man, I can't go on Admiral Callahan anymore because there's hella traffic.
All right, let's go to favorite food. There was a spot that I talked about in a previous episode called Solbing, which is in Santa Clara. It's Korean shave ice, basically.
Bingsu.
Yeah. It's super good. Fresh fruits on it. Condensed milk with ice. What else do you need? Super delicious. If you're ever in Santa Clara, San Jose area, definitely check that out. Also, this year, we've been going to a lot of omakase spots. There's a spot in San Francisco called Akiko's that we went to that's really good. It's a little expensive. Akiko's. But if you are looking for something a little bit more friendly on the pricing, there's another spot called Okairi in San Francisco that has a good omakase spot also.
Nice.
What about y'all?
Costco s'mores clusters.
Ooh, those are delicious.
I don't know how many times we've mentioned them on this podcast since we've had them, but I'm going to mention them again because,
dude,
damn good.
I know this is technically 2024, but Costco just came out with a cookie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've gone two, three days in a row and bought that cookie because it's so good.
Wow.
The other day I went to Costco, cookie. I bought a chicken and two cookies.
All right.
That's it.
Noted.
Go try it out.
Yeah. Buy the cookie with ice cream. And then just dip that in there. Oh, so good. But that's 2024. 2023 faves.
I wanted to give a shout out to Chico Eva Barbecue. They've been doing a lot of pop-ups lately. Yeah, they do some really good brisket. They did a fundraiser a few months ago for Lupus Foundation of America, and I donated, and then I got myself a A5 Wagyu ribeye. And it was so good.
Was it like butter?
Yes. Like, I had to eat it, or we ate it in like 2 days, because then we just wanted to kind of savor it. So good. And then, I know, speaking of Japan, I'm like, I feel like Jay and Av probably have a lot of good food stories since they went to Japan, and and Av went to like Paris and all that stuff. So
I mean,
that's on the list.
We had a all you can eat, or not, maybe, I don't think it was all you can eat, but we had a pretty sizable order of Wagyu our last day in Japan.
Yeah.
Dang.
I can't remember the name of the place because it was written
and it's
in Japanese.
Cheap out there too, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it's, speaking of omakase, we had omakase in Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, and just every I just, for fave food, I just put Japan trip food.
Because even like
everything
the,
dude, we had,
like 7-Eleven
every day,
everything, anything, little,
rice, even like balls, the sushi, yeah, any sushi spot. And we went to ramen. What was it? The ramen places we went to?
Ichiran,
and
I forget the other one.
Uppudo.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because Uppudo, the same as the one in Hoi
out here.
It's different.
I can tell you that it's way cheaper.
Yeah. But yeah, everything about that trip, everything we ate, even this, you know, this the street food that we got, and even the food, you know, the matcha ice cream, everything.
So we're going for a Star Wars celebration, right? To Japan.
Yes, 2025.
2025.
I want to make it happen.
That's the
plan. So we can eat all the food.
Yeah, I got to eat Japan. More. Eat more. And the price is right. You'd be like, every time you pay for something, like, damn, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
For this? Ooh. Yeah, it's everything's quality there. It just that country is just one of my favorites.
They're doing something right.
Yeah, I was telling Anna that's my favorite country that I visited is Japan for sure. I told her that.
I think one thing about, like, it's just kind of has to do with like Japanese culture, and I feel like a lot of them are very passionate about like their craft and everything, and they choose like one thing that they really want to be really good at, and then they go for it
and they do it. Yeah, and that's in anything they do, like you said, like hospitality. If you're gonna be in hospitality, you're gonna focus 100% of your efforts on that, and you're gonna do it right.
I seen a dude clean a fucking toilet cleaner than I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Nice.
How about cleaning, vacuuming steps at the subway station or the train station?
Yeah.
They're like, they have like a portable vacuum on like
steps.
Homie
had the Dyson.
Yeah. It's crazy, crazy good. And the toilets are superior there. It's my, you know, I'm a connoisseur of toilets.
Our friend Jerry, shout out to Harry Go Toys, where our friend Jerry is out there, and he was like saying, he's like, man, these toilet seats are the best. I've never, like, they're like warm and they clean. They're super clean.
Yeah. See, every public restroom there has a heated toilet seat with the bidet and everything. It's all there. It's crazy good.
So going back to the food.
Yeah. Everything there is good.
I guess if you want to hear more about the Japan trip, take a listen to the OA podcast.
Oh yeah.
Recently posted about Japan, the Japan trip.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Any other favorite foods?
Nope, that's it.
I have
the food in Paris. The food in Paris was good too. Don't get me wrong. It's there is there good.
I have two basic bitch choices for favorite food also. Chipotle. They had the fajita quesadilla. Did you try that? It went viral on TikTok. It's basically like a quesadilla with like steak or whatever, but they put the fajita veggies in it. So it tastes like a what's it called? A cheesesteak.
Okay. I can see that.
Another TikTok thing that I found, another basic bitch one, the pumpkin spice oat milk chai latte at Starbucks, but you get one pump of vanilla and two pumps of brown sugar added to it. And it just, I was like, man, whatever.
I tried it.
That sounds complicated. It tasted freaking delicious. Basic bitch because it's Starbucks.
Super sweet. And it's PSL.
It's a PSL, yeah. It was pretty sweet, but it was really, really good.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Like, I had it, I was like, oh, God. So, those are my basic bitch choices. Speaking of food, let's get back to the meat and potatoes. Favorite game
of
2023?
Game?
Yeah.
Favorite game?
Hit it off.
Favorite game of 2023 was Game 7 of the Sacramento Kings versus the Golden State Warriors.
Well played. Nice spin.
Wow.
Where Steph Curry dropped 50 points on those sack bums. No, I'm just kidding. Dang.
Say it louder for those at the back.
Dang.
That was a nice spin on the question.
Favorite game, yeah.
Because I don't play games, so there you go. I watch games.
you played a little bit this summer.
But I'm not good enough to even talk about it, so.
Oh, yeah, you played pickleball.
That's 2023, that's my game of the year, baby.
Pickleball, yeah.
Pickleball. Yeah, I can't wait for the weather to clear up because I'm trying to get out there and play more.
Yeah,
I haven't played any video games this year. I haven't played video games since the boys were born.
Oh, you haven't played Spider-Man 2 yet?
No.
Or is it Spider-Man 2?
Spider-Man 2, yeah.
I have Miles Morales for PS4. The plastic is still on it. I've never opened it. But the only game I have on here is Lorcana.
Good pick.
Yeah.
We've just been playing that so often. Lisa plays it. We play it. It's just been a fun game to play. It's the first trading card game that I don't care about the rarity of the cards, but I actually did care about the gameplay of the cards.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to be.
Yeah, that is how
it's made for.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's good.
Yeah. Anyone else favorite games?
Yes.
I got a lot of games. I play more games than I watch anything. So, Lorcana's up there for sure. Mm-hmm. Lorcana and pickleball, probably the top two. Baldur's Gate 3. I don't know if any of you've heard of Baldur's Gate 3. I haven't even finished it, but it's basically D&D in a video game. Mm-hmm. You create a character just like D&D, and you do the dice rolls, you do all the stuff, and there's. It feels like an infinite amount of like stuff you could do because you could talk to anybody, you could riz up some people and smash with them if you got the riz. So
is it like WoW?
Kinda. I mean, it's literally like D&D. Like it's just you get to control people instead of moving little miniatures.
Yeah.
But I literally haven't. Even come close to finishing it, but for the amount I did play, it was pretty good.
What's your class?
I was a bard.
Oh, yeah. you're singing.
I sang and I play my little pan flute, get everybody entertained.
I thought bards are like writing poetry and stuff.
They could, yeah. Like
Shakespeare could, the bard or whatever?
Yeah, they perform, They provide inspiration with their their artistic art.
The crew.
Yeah,
that was fun. And then, Zelda, the new Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. That game's cool. But yeah, and then there's like the usual Fortnite and COD and whatnot. Baldur's Gate 3. That's probably the highlight in the games, video games at least.
You're gonna say Suika?
Suika's the fruit one that you're talking about,
Suika,
right?
Suika, yeah. I've put it away in my mind because I've committed so much time to it for no reason at all. But yeah, I guess I should say Suika's up there. Suika's fun.
Dave, how are you?
Pokemon Go is just one of my constants for the past game. How many years? 7 years, whatever.
Damn,
but
that
then
game's been
like
over 7 years.
Yeah. 2016.
Wow.
I just enjoy like being able to. Yeah, I mean, like, we have our Discord, and we keep, like, we do raids with, like, folks in Sacramento, SoCal, Minnesota, Washington, shout out to Tony. It's pretty fun. But that's what that keeps me playing, is that, like, you know, being able to play with friends. The community. I mean, Lorcana's fun. I haven't really gotten too into it. I'd say, like, One Piece is probably, I'm more into it right now. But then I only have one deck built. I've done a few tourneys. Lost. But it's okay. It's still fun. But my favorite game would be why I got a PS5, and that's to play Jedi Survivor. It's just very challenging. I don't know. I usually don't play console games. But, like, when I do, I, like, really commit to it. So I played, like, what is that? Jedi Grandmaster level? It's, like, the highest difficulty. Committed so much time into, like, beating the Ogdo Bogdos, like, 2 hours and 2 Rancors at the same time. It's just, a lot of time and energy into it while I had COVID. That's what got me through COVID. Oh, God. When I had it for my first time.
Oh, yeah, you got it late.
Yeah.
All right, who what games are we throwing shade at? Sorry, Dave, I know you said this was your fave, but Pokemon Go is on my shade list. Hey,
that's fine. It's also kind of like something that I get frustrated with too.
I finally deleted the app just because there's so much things to keep up with. There's, like, paid things that you have to do, and it's just like,
you don't have to do it.
I mean, like, if I want to be able to
do anything, I just catch a few here and there and send some stuff.
Wait, Ab, you're still playing?
Yeah, I'll get some gifts from
that. If I want a raid and I need a raid pass, because, like, it's hard for me to walk around by myself when you got kids. So, like I can't do anything at home. It's, like, literally boring at home when they just wait for, like, a Caterpie to spawn or something.
That's kind of my thing too. Like, I would say, like, my activity in the game has gone down since COVID, just because I'm not really out that much, and it's a very active game. But yeah, what keeps me is just being the folks in the Discord and, like, you know, being able to do remote stuff with friends.
Yeah. Yeah. The remote thing is, like, I'm like, man, this is a racket to get my money, which is why it's in my shade. That and all the other 2K games, because they're all just basically the same game with just updated rosters.
Just a different title.
Hate it.
Yeah, NBA adding 2K. WWE 2K, all the damn 2K games. But I buy them anyway. Any other shaded games?
There's a stupid ass game called Redfall.
Hate it.
I can't believe I wasted time on.
Is that the Western one?
No, it's like I think they're supposed to be zombies. I think they're zombies. And it's like a, you know, you standard, like, you just kind of kill zombies and survive and whatnot. But the game was so broken, and I played it for way too long trying to see if it would get better. But the game was so bad that you could put it on the hardest difficulty, and if there's, like, zombies chasing after you, if you just put yourself, like, a car between you and the zombies chasing you, they don't know how to get around it. So the game was just so broken that it was stupid. That game was dumb.
I'm thinking of Red Dead Redemption for the Western.
Oh, that's the
Redfall. Redfall.
Yeah, don't do that. And I can't. It makes me feel bad because people, like, paid full amounts of money to play it.
Dang.
I didn't, thankfully, but yeah. Oh, and Lorcana, because I've spent too much money buying.
Going off of that, Jay, I was going to throw shade at One Piece too.
For the same reason.
You know what? If I was not into freaking these card games right now, I would be, like, so much, like, financially stable or financially well off, because I've calmed down with Pops.
True.
But now I'm, like, here buying cards. I'm going out of my way to drive places.
Of all places.
Not just one Walgreens, but multiple.
You bought hella singles too, right? At Sac Anime.
I did. Because I don't come across single, like, people that sell or stores singles, that sell singles often. So I just kind of, like, I was like, fill in some holes of things I'm missing in my collection, but then also, like, some alt arts that I liked.
Yeah.
But yeah. One Piece. And it's so freaking hard to find because, like, all the flippers are, like, they have their eyes on One Piece now, too. And it's just making it difficult.
Yeah. Yep.
The One Piece is real.
The One Piece is real. One piece of shit.
Well, how pissed would you be if like they finally find the One Piece and it's just like a poem or something, or like something hella stupid?
It probably is.
Whatever it is, they still haven't revealed what it is, but then
it's a picture when of Goldie
they
Roger.
Showed yeah, when they showed Goldie Roger and the folks that like were there to when they found it.
Gold Roger. How'd they
were just laughing.
Gold Roger or Goldie Roger?
Yeah, Goldie Roger. Goldie yeah. Roger. They were just laughing.
What do you mean?
So it might just be a piece of shit. Who knows?
His shit, yeah.
It's his. Yeah. He's like, guys, yeah. Guys, I found this.
I hid it from you for this long. 2,000 episodes.
Now look at it.
Or what if it's like, the One Piece is the DVD to all the episodes.
It's the box set.
What?
On Betamax.
On
Betamax. Don't even have a Betamax player.
Oh, Av, do you have any games? You don't like any game.
I don't play games. So.
Yeah. Is there any sports one that you did not like?
I'm getting Av to play games.
Sports 2023, Shade,
Draymond Green,
game six of the second round of the NBA playoffs, where the Warriors lost to the stupid Lakers.
Hate it.
And Draymond went in smiling, hugging LeBron after the game. Come on, get out of here, Draymond. Welcome back, Draymond.
Fire Steve Kerr.
Fire Steve Kerr, yes. I concur.
Okay, songs. Favorite songs. So, on three, Dave and Jay.
Actually, I don't know. Would that stand for you, Jay? Like,
not my favorite song of 2023.
Oh.
It's not a Twice song, yeah. My favorite song 2023 is Perfect Night from Lil Seraphim. I know.
Nice.
I gassed that up. And one of these past few episodes, but yeah, listen to Perfect Night by Lil Seraphim. It's good.
I like that song. It has whispering tracks too.
Yeah, it's so subtle, but so nice. But yeah, not a Twice song this year or last year.
Wow.
They are coming out with a new song though.
They are. When is it? February? Is it February 23rd yet?
I know, it needs to be.
I have a few. I talked about this before. These are just sentimental because Ben likes them a lot. He likes Waffle House by the Jonas Brothers and Macaroni Cheese by Young Posse.
Macaroni Cheese.
Macaroni Cheese. I really like Jungkook stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Getting away from BTS and coming up with some good music. That song Seven or Standing Next to You also. That was a bit of bops.
Very
New Jeans has been good.
Yeah,
OMG,
yeah.
Super Shy, Cupid by 50/50 has been good.
R.I.P.
Are they done?
Yeah, that group's this.
Damn, so that's a one-hit wonder.
Yeah. There's a lot of drama back behind all that.
I heard about something about like with the label or whatever.
Yeah.
A song by an American, but sounds kind of like a K-pop song. Sabrina Carpenter, Feather.
It's a good song. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
She's like some little girl. She was on Girl Meets World.
I've heard the name before, but every time it comes up, I always ask, like, who is this girl?
She was on Girl Meets World. NSYNC came back together. Better Place is a bop. And then some people that folks may not know of. There's this artist called E-Jean. She has a song called Sweatshirt that's really good. Jesse Barrera has come out with some new music. He was like friends with AJ Raphael back in the day. So representing for our Filipino people, he has a song called Strawberry Soju in Deja Vu. And then if you like any Hawaiian music, Kolohe Kai came out with a remix to All My Life. So that's like the Casey like and Casey JoJo. And yeah. But a Hawaiian version or reggae version.
Interesting. Nice. Okay.
Go ahead, Dave.
I'm surprised. Are you gonna say anything about Taylor Swift?
We became Swifties this year, but that's it. I don't know if she had... Did she have new music in 23? I don't know.
She did. It's on my shade.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, she's all right. It's she's getting a little over the top now with the
whole little
LC. And
a little.
Careful, Juan. The Swifties are listening.
Cancel me. I dare you. Y'all came after Joe Coy. Y'all could suck it, man.
But he sucked.
He was bad though, bro.
He was bad, but like, don't get mad at him for that joke. That joke wasn't bad.
No, it's not about that. It's about him throwing his writers under the bus, man.
No, but the Swifties are mad at him for.
Oh, they get mad at
for that Swifty joke.
Mad at everything.
Yeah,
they get mad at everybody. But yeah, we became Swifties this year. No, we're not going to be road to zero because I am a Swifty, guys.
Protection. We have protection.
Taylor Swift sucks.
I still like some of her music, so yeah, it's cool.
Okay, I guess I'll list mine real quick. Big fan of the One Piece soundtrack. I went to see the orchestra in LA. They only had like two dates here in the States, so I made the trek. It was so good. I felt it in my stomach.
Nice.
Janelle Monáe came out with a new album finally after how many years? Like 5 years of no music. I mean, she's busy doing acting and all that stuff.
I actually saw her performance on, was it the BET Awards, I think?
Mm.
I was watching it for some reason and she performed. I think she was the recipient of some achievement award or something. But yeah, it was a good performance.
I mean, she's a really good performer. Like if you get the chance to see her live, definitely see her live. What's this called? Twice, Stray Kids. I feel like I almost listened to more Stray Kids this year than I did Twice, kind of.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good
Megaverse
stuff.
Yeah. New Jeans, Super Shy, like what Juan mentioned too. But yeah, and Blink 182.
Oh, yeah, they're back.
This was like my year return to like a lot of pop punk and emo stuff. Yeah, I was able to see them live, which I kind of wasn't really looking forward to because of I don't know, their Coachella performance wasn't really doing it for me, but when I saw them at When We Were Young, and then like it might have had to do with like having to stand for like 3 to 4 hours in a good spot to like see them like close, but when they played One More Time, I was just like, man, it's such a good song, and like the lyrics and like knowing the history of the band and how much funk they had with each other, but then like it had to take like, you know, them almost like Travis and Mark to go through what they did to get like Tom to like, or to mend their friendship basically.
He had cancer, right?
Mark had cancer. I think Travis almost died in an accident, some sort of an accident.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what kind of got them back together, put their beef aside. So yeah.
They still suck live though.
I mean they're not the best band live, but they are pretty funny.
Yeah,
and they
funny.
Know that they're crappy.
Yeah.
Embrace the suck.
Yeah. Embrace it.
Yeah.
Speaking of suck, let's throw our shade at the music. You know, this song, when it first came out, I really actually liked it. And then now it just kept getting played over and over and over again. Lil Boothang by Paul Russell.
Hey, have
you heard that song?
Very catchy.
It's super catchy. And like, I'll get annoyed and then like, it'll keep playing and then I'll start singing along. Like, damn it, you got me again.
Gotcha again.
Because of because then I feel like it's on a lot of like, whatever, reels or clips
you see
on social media.
Yeah.
And kind of like a lot of songs are kind of one of my cousin's like in the music industry, and they're talking about how like a lot of producers and people that make music now are trying to go in that direction where it has to be catchy fast.
Viral.
Like when the song comes on, like they want that hook, whatever is gonna be like on social media, to be within the first like few seconds of the song.
Yeah,
that way it could like hook someone real quick.
What's funny about the song, if you don't know the history of Lil Boothang, is he came up with the song as like a Instagram short or like a TikTok video, right? But he only had the hook, and then everyone was using it for their videos. And they're like, where's the whole song? No one could find the whole song.
Yeah.
And it took him hella long to drop the entire song because I guess he had to get copyrights from, you're the best of my life. You know, that song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it took him hella long to drop the song. And when he finally dropped the song, I was like, it's not that good. It was okay. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. It was just overhyped. Another song I hated was Miley Cyrus's Flowers.
Hated it.
You can buy myself flowers.
Oh, was that this year? Was that last year?
Yeah.
That was 2023? Holy crap.
That,
she copied Nacho Libre.
She did copy Nacho Libre.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Encarnación.
Oh, gosh. You never got that. Wow.
Was mind blown.
That Olivia Rodrigo song.
Hate it.
I feel like she makes our list every year.
Oh yeah, she was last year too.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's a bad idea, right?
Oh, I don't even know what song you're talking about.
I don't either. How's it go? Seeing you tonight. It's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight.
I don't know if I'm
saying.
Gosh, that didn't even come. I don't even know what that is.
Sing it tonight.
Is it
a bad idea, right?
Oh shit! Yeah, the song is called "Bad Idea," right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit.
Taylor Swift.
Hate it.
I'm throwing Taylor Swift under the bus too. I don't care, Swifties, come for me. All her songs.
I'll have to agree with you there, Juan. Like, I tried, like, for the longest, I feel like Taylor Swift, I've always kind of been annoyed by her a little.
Yeah.
I gave her a chance this year because a lot of friends were trying to, like, oh, you should listen to this. You should listen to this. Okay, I gave it a chance. And I don't know. I just can't get with it. Except for Red. I would say, like, Red is probably the closest thing that I'll get to it, like, because it's more indie folk.
But what was that song? Anti-Hero? Yeah. Hey, it's me.
That was last year.
It's me.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
it's
I don't,
me.
That's not one of my favorites.
Like, who wrote that shit? There's a line about being like a sad baby or something.
Yeah, that's weird. It's a weird song. When I first heard it, I thought this is a weird song.
I mean, she's pretty clever with a lot of her lyrics, though. Like, I have to admit. But yeah, it's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
And I don't get why the whole Travis Kelce thing is like such a big deal. Like, oh, she went to a football game. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that's such a important thing in the world, but whatever.
And then other shit. I just wrote down any new rap songs that have come out other than that Jack Harlow song.
Any rap song in the last how many years, though?
Yeah, I just like that Jack Harlow song. But other than that, like, Lil Baby, Gunna, Travis Scott, Lil Uzi Vert, all the Lil people.
Nope. People.
It's just been bad rap music lately.
I
grew up loving rap. I like love.
I haven't listened to like, any of it.
East Coast, like Chicago rap, like New York hip hop.
I know
all those old school, like Common, Mos Def, Talib, but like now it's just shit.
I know, like, Stray Kids falls under, like, the whole K-pop and everything, but I do really like the way that they
rap. Their delivery when they rap is pretty damn good.
Stray Kids?
Yeah.
That's sad that a K-pop band is rapping better than hip-hop artists.
Yeah.
Any other shade? I feel like I'm taking over all the shade. I'm just a shady person.
I don't remember anything I dislike, really. If I dislike it, I don't care for it, so I forget it.
Yeah, nothing too much shade. But speaking of K-pop and speaking of shade, if you've heard of Somi, she came out with a song last year called Fast Forward.
it was not good. I don't.
Did you want to fast forward?
I definitely fast forward when it comes on, and it's more shade not because the song was bad, but it's like her first song in like 2 or 3 years, and it was just not a hit. Mm,
yeah. So me, so me.
No, so me,
so me. So me.
Oh. Dave.
Hello.
What music you throwing shade at?
Hello. Oh no, I had to agree with you there with the Hello. Taylor Swift. That was my Hello. Thing. Mm. That was my thing. Hello. I mean, like, Hello good there. Thing for her being able to take back her music yeah, and everything. And
oh, like the Taylor's yes, version yes. stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, it's great for the fans and everything. But I mean, I've tried so hard and got so far.
In the end.
But in the end,
it doesn't really matter.
So sorry, I give it. Yeah. Sorry, that's mine.
Taylor Swift sucks.
You could still like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you could like her. You just suck.
I'm in the I don't know. Whatever. You could like what you like. You could hate. What you know what? Whatever.
Yes.
I'm gonna even say I think Beyonce is overrated. Also.
Hey, I said it before.
She's not been relevant to me, so I don't care for her right now.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah. All right, I guess we'll move on to the next thing. Collectibles. So what are some of your favorite collectibles? I will say this is the year I think I've bought the least amount of pops.
Oh, I think everybody has.
This year.
That's the same here.
That's been my thing
year
for a while.
The decline. 23 was the decline year for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we're talking
and
about
And I think
cards.
It's also... It's also because I just have too many dang pops.
Yeah. I will say there was one set of pops I really liked this year, which were the NFT ones, the Potato mm-hmm. Head Transformers, the Optimus Prime and the Bumblebee. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was clever. Mm-hmm. And then the T-Rex Power Rangers pop that just came out, which is a fun pop to look at. But other than that, I can't even remember what else came out this year.
I think I posted mine on IG. Thousand Sunny... Polar Tang. I keep wanting to say Yellow Submarine because it's a Yellow Submarine. But yeah, all the One Piece ones were Pootie pretty
Tang.
Cool. A lot of
the
no, but the... and then a lot of the Freddies are pretty cool. I like the a lot of the Halloween ones again. The NFT ones, particular where he's like kind of a skull. I like Freddy Bones, where it's like he's a bone character, but then he's wearing he has a Freddy mask on his. On his head.
Oh, I do remember that one.
I do like all the Transformer Freddy. So Soundwave, Megatron came out. Mm-hmm. Optimus Prime was last year, but and Bumblebee was last year too. But all those Freddy Transformers have been cool.
Yeah. So those are mine. Manga Soga King, another one that I got lately.
Oh yeah.
It's and it was just funny because I was ripping packs on Discord and our buddy Tony was watching. Because it was basically like a Christmas gift. He sent me a few packs for Christmas. And I was just casually talking to my mom while I was like opening packs. And then Tony's like, whoa. I was like, whoa, shit.
What did I miss?
I was like, whoa. Yeah.
Speaking of cards, Jay actually hopped in on this one with me too. Pokemon 151.
Ooh, fun.
That's been the best deck that they've had in a long time, just because I actually know all these Pokemon.
Yes, sir. The only gen that matters. Nice. First gen, baby.
Yeah, so Pokemon 151's been fun. Lorcana, like we said. 100 Soft came out with a Mecha Dumpster Fire. I thought was really cool. Other things I've collected this year. Transformers. I got back into it. It's been... I feel like the money I would have spent on Pops, I'm just spending on Transformers now. which is dangerous. They re-released the animated series Transformers, which are was my favorite back then. So they re-released Prowl, Bumblebee, and Optimus Prime from them. They had an Ultra Magnus one that came out, which was the one from the movie, the G1 movie. And they released some G2 figures, which are just cool, like recolors of all the other Transformers. Dave understands what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Jay and Av are just nodding along.
Here, I mean, I have a few here and there, like that I picked up mainly from the 1986 movie.
Yeah, yeah. McFarlane came out with some cool things. They came out with the Batman and Robin, the movie toys. Have you seen those?
With the nipples? I have
not. With the nipples. Hold on. Let me show you. They're right behind me.
Is that Clooney or Kilmer?
I want to say, wait, Batman Forever as Kilmer, right? Kilmer first.
Batman
before
Robin
Clooney.
Was Clooney.
Clooney, yeah. Yeah. But I think Clooney also had nipples, right?
I think all Batmen have nipples.
Visible nipples.
They all have
the real question.
Even Keaton?
No, visible nipples is the difference. They all have nipples, I think.
You can't see a ball on him.
Suit nipples?
It's Clooney. Nipples. I don't Clooney? Know if you can see.
Oh, there's
okay. Yeah. There it is. There it is.
Audio
the light is the light
have,
is catching.
We have nipples.
Visual nipples. Oh, the light nipples. Is catching it just right in that angle.
The bat nips.
To build the figure
the
was Arnold.
This was my favorite. They have Robin, but they also gave him like the extra freeze thing, so you could do like.
Oh no.
But he has
Chris O'Donnell. Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah, he has the nipples too.
Oh, there's the nipples.
And confirmed. Nice.
Oh, and then NECA came out with the Kino, San Diego Comic Con exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
Representing for our Filipinos. Any other collectibles anyone else got?
You know what I do like this year or last year were the One Piece cards. I like, even though I'm not a
fan
of, you know, TCGs or I'm not, you know, I'm not a player or I'm not even that familiar with the anime, the cards are, I mean, I know the characters because of, you know, the pops and the live action, whatever, but
yeah,
the cards are really, really nice.
Yeah.
Just the art.
And they're thick.
They're thick. Yeah. They're thick boys.
Thick
boy cards.
Yeah.
Thick cards are spicy, man.
And probably the best art on TCG and like the best like foiling and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
I was talking about this to Jay the other day. Like, I really like the way that they use what you could do with the print and then the foil.
Like the embossing and the print and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like what's matted foil, what's glossy foil, like what's embossed, what's not embossed, the texture, and the way that it works with the art too.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Ab, did you pick up the Marvel Legends, the X-Men 97 one?
No. I want to still because there's a Series 2 coming, and I kind of want to get it before that.
How about Issues? Your shoes.
That's what my collectible's going to be.
I have it on my – it's on my list. The Lost and Found Jordan 1s that you guys got me for my birthday.
Hype.
Tops. It's it's a great shoe, Jordan 1s. I think that's the most – Jordan 1s, I have more Jordan 1s than any other numbered Jordans, I think.
I think that's fairly common for a lot of people.
Because they make so many colorways, it's stupid, but yeah.
And it's a good silhouette, man.
Yeah, the silhouette.
Did you hit on any of the lotteries this year?
Nope. I don't think so.
I don't think I hit any last year either.
I tried a few. I don't remember.
Only hit one.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It wasn't last year, though.
Yeah, another. Well, we're talking about choose another
man,
one.
Man, the only thing favorite. I hit on were the pandas, which are like so easy to get now.
Yeah, you could get them anywhere right now. Another pair that I like that I got last year were the New Balance. I think they're 990s V6. I think they're the Action Bronson, the
Action
Bronson collab. I can't remember what they call these ones.
The bright ones or the dark ones?
Not the baklavas. The first version they call the baklavas. Yeah. The second one is
the lapis.
Lapis. Yeah. I got those and I still want to get the baklavas, but those are pretty pricey right
look
now.
Cool.
So, yeah, shoes. I mean, everyone knows. Listeners know that I'm into shoes. I just don't talk about it as much or show them as much as I used to.
show them what they want.
2024,
show your shoes.
Yeah, one of my favorite collectibles was a pair of shoes. I happened to come across that Kith Marvel collab, those Gelite 3s.
Yeah. What'd you trade that? Wolverine for that, right?
I did trade a Wolverine for that. I don't know what that Wolverine's going for now, but yeah, I got a pair of Storms, and it had a 1 of 100 red storm card that's in a PSA slab. Oh, nice. So that's pretty hype.
They're up now.
Yeah.
Those Marvel ones, those X-Men ones, which I'm sad about.
I know. I wish I kind of wish I got more.
Yeah. I had a chance to get, I think, the Rogues, which I liked.
Yeah, those are nice too. The green. Yeah.
I passed on it like a sucker.
And now they're stupidly expensive. But that's probably my favorite. I guess you could say collectible last year. And then I got a lot of stuff from Rotto, as always. My favorite.
Yeah.
She's awesome. I got a lot of Game Boy box cats from her last year. So
I like the colorways that she's been doing with those.
Yeah, she did like the classic US SNES with the purple buttons. And then I got a yellow Pac-Man one. She did one for Halloween, which is like purple with like the jack-o'-lantern face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are all cool. And then I just remembered, speaking of, I have a collectible that I haven't even opened yet that I got last year that I was waiting to show Dave and our buddy Tim, because it's something that they're both into. I got a mechanical keyboard that was part of a collab with Quix.
It came with its own Quix figure.
Yeah, its own figure, an exclusive figure, and then the keyboard itself. And like a desk mat.
The Keebs.
Any shade we're throwing at collectibles?
Cards.
Yeah.
All the common cards you get.
Hate
all
it.
The base.
All the base cards from sports collectibles.
Yes, sir. NBA Mosaic.
Hate it.
No hitters on retail boxes ever.
I would say, like this year with Funko was the year of a lot of One Piece chases. They dropped a lot of One Piece. Oh, I feel like they kind of compensated for not doing so many the past years, and they went all out this year, but like 8 to 10 of those pops had chases with them.
Hate it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So hard to stay complete. That's mine.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's anything that I got that I'm like, ugh, what did I get? Except for the insane amount of packs I've purchased.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm the same.
I have a lot of extras. So many extras.
You don't even want
to. And it's supposed to be the year of the cards, and we're talking about cards being shit.
You know what's funny? As much shit as I'm talking, I'm going to go buy some in a little bit.
I wish I could buy some. I just can't find any.
Talking all this shit, but you show me a couple packs, I'll go buy them.
Getting them at wholesale sucks. Like, you can't get them for One Piece and Lurkana.
No shots.
Yeah, it's even hard for some of us little shop owners to get them, so shade on that.
All right, so we're good with the collectibles.
Yeah, did you have any shade on the collectibles?
Just all of them. too much Kalat. Too much Kalat.
And not enough Kalat.
We are the Kalat collectors.
Kalat collectors. What are you looking forward to in 2024? Real quick. One thing.
I'd say, because we're all kind of in pandemic mode these last few years, and then now being able to see a lot of people in person, getting to know folks for really like how things are, I'm looking forward to little to no drama coming up.
No more drama.
Drama.
Yeah. Av, what are you looking forward to?
Disney Cruise.
Yeah.
That should be fun. We're going to part one. Two or take two for the Disney Cruise. Orlando, we're coming back at you, you stupid son of a bitch.
Better not be another hurricane. Ian,
you better
stay away.
You better stop that hurricane business, you bitch.
Well, it would be like a J, right? J word, because it's also alphabetical.
Yeah.
I think every year they start over. Beginning.
Oh,
yeah.
We made it all the way to I?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then one last thing that we're going to do in 2024. Dave.
Oh, Roblox. Amazing
Race.
Tell me you're going to audition for real.
We're going to apply for the Amazing Race this year, 100%.
We're not just going to apply, we're going to win.
Damn right. Damn right.
We're coming for you, Phil. Phil, I know you're watching or listening. I know you're listening, Phil.
I hope you guys. Oh, man, I wish.
Amazing Race. We're training for it.
I saw the Instagram post about training, squeezing between the cars. I was like,
we should record it. Like, you know, we're pushing everything back. Pushing the car, like the carts. The carts and everything. Teamwork, man. Teamwork.
Yeah. Teamwork.
That's funny. That's funny.
Jay, what are you looking forward to in 2024?
I mean, the cruise for sure. But if I could pick one thing, Nippon Des Part 2. Monica and I are planning to go back to Japan.
Yeah. Part 2.
Yeah, we're hoping we're hoping we can go in March.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So, hopefully we'll get that squared away and we get to go.
Nice. Yeah.
How about you, Juan? What's your 2024? What are we looking forward to?
Nothing. I'm just kidding. I guess the cruise. Spending time with my family.
Nice.
Yay.
Womp womp. I'm just kidding.
But you do that every year, so
I'm looking forward to seeing where the average nerd or the average network grows into. The Op-Ed Average podcast, the
They're taking over.
Average it's, Magic podcast or
watch out for the Op-Ed app. Yeah, they're the ones right now. Yeah.
They're in video mode right now.
Video. Yeah.
They turn on the videos.
Yeah. Average Magic podcast, which will be changing fairly soon.
Ooh, yeah.
And then the Average Nerd podcast, see what we do. But that pretty much wraps up today's episode. But before we end every episode, we ended off with our quote of the day.
Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said
language. Today's quote of the day. You know how I always dread the whole year? Well, this time, I'm only going to dread one day at a time. That comes to us by Mr. Charlie Brown.
Oh, Charlie Brown, Chuck. You punk. What the hell?
Charlie Brown.
Charles Brown. Oh,
man, that causes too much stress.
But that pretty much wraps up our episode today. As always, find us wherever you find your podcast: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I don't know. What do they use in Germany?
I don't know, but Germany.
Podcasts.
You guys are the one. Thank you.
And then also follow us on our Instagram and Twitter at Average Nerd Pod. I'm not going to call it X. On Threads. And if you haven't heard yet, please unsubscribe to us on Twitch. Road to Zero is a real thing. We will not be on Twitch anymore. Maybe we'll be on Kumu. Who knows? I'm just kidding.
Probably some not chismes. Kumu.
But yeah, no,
not
we'll Kumu. Do something.
We'll see.
But yeah, until next time, see you, nerds.
Bye.
Raj did DM? I know Raj listened. I guess he didn't DM us.
I know we have listeners.
do we?